if this was good enough, why was it not given to Galway, to Waterford, to Cork, to Limerick, to Dublin, and now to Sligo as proposed? They know what's happened here. We are being treated as second-class citizens again. I mean, Letterkenny Hospital is hours away from the nearest Model 4 hospital. We're the furthest removed from the nearest Model 4, which is Galway, than any other major hospital in the state. So our people have to travel long distances for procedures that should be available in Donegal, and the people who should get procedures in Donegal have to wait far too long. So we have a crisis in surgical services in Letterkenny, and the management of the HSE know this, and it's unforgivable, frankly, that they have tried to deny Letterkenny a surgical hub. We just want the same as every other citizen in the state, and we're not going to settle for second best.
Did you get the impression at the recent meeting that took place with management that the level of agreement between the TDs, because as we understand it, every TD, every councillor present, government and opposition, all came out with the same thing, all united in opposition of the HSE stance that it's going to be Sligo?
Yeah, I have to say that was been very welcome, because it hasn't always been the case, but it was absolute unity. And it was complete opposition. And we were very clear that the decision made by the HSE management to go for Sligo ahead of Letterkenny is an outrageous decision. It cannot be justified. There can be no basis that can explain it other than discrimination, blatant discrimination against the people of Donegal and Letterkenny University Hospital. So we sent a clear message that we're not going to accept this, and we're not going to accept any sort of watered-down versions of it. We want exactly the same as every other citizen across the state, which is a surgical hub to stop the long waiting list for our patients and to attract the best quality surgeons we can to take the hospital to the next level.